The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Always the highlight of my day, Rolien Marks. Great to be chatting to you. And you're going to talk to me about the Israeli ambassador to the UK who hasn't had a good day.
Well, I just have to tell you, and I warned you earlier, I am extra spiky today. So listeners, just be aware, the fire, the dragon, the Israeli, Moroccan, everything is all activated. So I am extra spiky. Harif, as we say. So let's go to the United Kingdom, where our ambassador to the United Kingdom, Tsipi Hotoveli, spoke at the London School of Economics last night. She managed to give her hour and a half long talk about Israel, saying it, you know, it was open to anybody who wanted to hear about Israel. But as she was leaving, things just got absolutely profoundly awful. Now, bearing in mind that yesterday and today we are still commemorating Kristallnacht, I was very heartened by messages I received after yesterday's broadcast from people saying, I need to know more about Kristallnacht, where do I find information, and it's so important that we do. I'm not saying what happened last night was another Kristallnacht, but I'm very aware, as we all should be, about the power of words and where words go. So what happened was the ambassador was heckled to the point of nearly being physically attacked by pro-Palestinian activists, screaming epithets like break her car windows, make her shake, the usual nonsense that we hear from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, which of course, as we know, is just coded language for calling for the end of the state of Israel. Some other profoundly disgusting things that I don't even want to say. I'm looking here from somebody called LSE Class War. That's London School of Economics Class War. Whoever smashes the ambassador's car window gets a pint. Let's beeping frighten her. I'm carrying on. We're storming in. Let's make her shake. If the old bull, is the police, and some pro-Palestinian activists say she should be deplatformed, calling her all the ugly language that we've come to expect from this lot. Now, whether you support either side of the conflict, the argument, people should be allowed to express their opinions in a respectful manner. That's what discourse is all about. I mean, there might be many of you listening who might not agree with Tsipi Hotoveli. She's known to be more of a hardliner, and that's fine. Do it respectfully. But nothing should ever sanction the mere violence of a Jewish woman, of an ambassador, of just a person trying to have her say on a platform where she was invited. Now, remember, this is a city where just months ago we heard "F the Jews, rape their women" being shouted. But the ambassador went online earlier today onto Twitter. She said, "I'm thankful for all the support I've received from the British government, many friends and partners." She's heard from the shadow secretary for Commonwealth that is the opposition, taking her side, condemning the actions. Priti Patel, who is the Homeland Security, says she's disgusted by the treatment of the Israeli ambassador. Anti-Semitism has no place in our universities or our country. Very important language, because she's calling it what it is, anti-Semitism. Liz Truss, the Foreign Secretary, saying that the treatment of Israeli Ambassador Tzipi Hotoveli last night and the attempt to silence her was unacceptable. Nadim Zahawi, he is the Education Secretary, said this is deeply disturbing. I am so sorry. And he went on to tweet quite extensively, taking a very, very principled stand against anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. This is absolutely unacceptable behavior. Thank goodness the ambassador is a tough Israeli lady. She said nothing's going to deter her. But yesterday you and I spoke about the bullying and the pile onto Miss South Africa, who quite deservingly should have the opportunity to represent her country at Miss Universe. And now another woman piled on by anti-Semites, anti-Zionists, and I'm going to say it straight, misogynists.
It is interesting, Rolene, because I certainly was one of those who questioned the wisdom of her appointment as Israeli ambassador to the UK, knowing what I do about the UK's political values. That having been said, once the appointment was made, it's no longer about Tzipi Hotaveli. It's the ambassador of the State of Israel, which represents 9 million people.
Well, that's absolutely it. By the time you are appointed an ambassador, your partisan politics falls by the wayside. Yeah. And included in her speech last night was the fact that we have countries within the region that are taking the bold steps to recognize and normalize ties with the State of Israel. You know, she went on to explain many things, that Israel, certainly our defense forces, don't target civilians, all these kind of things we are used to hearing from our ambassadors. But this kind of treatment is absolutely unacceptable and just plain appalling.
Do we need to be concerned about the next story, which is the fact that the U.S. has changed its vote at the U.N. from no to abstain on the UNRWA affirmation?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, this goes back to the voting record that was followed by the Obama administration. It came under a lot of criticism by many for its stance on Israel. So basically what happened is at the United Nations General Assembly, a resolution affirming the right for Palestinian refugees to sovereign Israel was passed. Great shocker at the United Nations. And under the Trump administration, any kind of resolution like this would have had a no vote. But this year, the United States went back to a position of abstention. And this is what American Deputy Ambassador Richard Mills said in the UN plenary. And this was as the committee gave approval to six anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian draft resolutions that will come up later this year for a final vote. Gee, what a shocker. The UNGA, you know, completely abstaining from looking at China or Iran or other places in the world, Tigray, for example, Ethiopia, and of course, Yawn, focusing on Israel. So the text that was put out by UNRWA included the right of return and for them to be compensated and for them to have assistance. Now, Canada abstained from one of the texts. We had countries like Cameroon, Papua New Guinea, Micronesia, you know, really, really influential countries that abstained. But, of course, very, very telling is the United States' abstention. And of course, our ambassador to the United States, to the United Nations said we cannot stand idly by when a UN humanitarian agency promotes a political agenda under the guise of true assistance. UNRWA must be held accountable for the hateful indoctrination of children in its classroom and put an end to the spreading of anti-Semitic lies by its employees and must show a genuine commitment to transparency and accountability.
Ro, we've only got a minute left. Take a little longer, though, because this is an important issue. Is there a U.S. plan to form a Palestinian unity government?
Well, according to R24 News, and nobody else wants to comment on this, neither from the Israeli side, it has been rumored that the United States could be developing an initiative to form a Palestinian unity government. The Americans apparently hope this will stop the internecine fighting between the Palestinian Authority and Hamas and bring some kind of calm to both areas. The Palestinian Authority's official stance on this is they will not respond to any American initiative as long as there's no decision regarding the opening of the consulate. I think just 2 days ago, you and I spoke about the fact that our leadership has said they are welcome to open a consulate in Ramallah, but not in Jerusalem, which has Israeli sovereignty. So it's going to be interesting. Israel has not formed a position yet. We need more information about this proposed plan.
To our spiky, spicy redhead, thank you for your input this afternoon.
It is always my pleasure. Me and my extra spicy self are going to calm down now.
Cheers, a whiskey will do it.